Listener Production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Severe thunderstorms are set to rumble through parts of the southwest this morning, potentially bringing heavy rainfall and hail. It's set to affect Busselton, Dunsborough, Windy Harbour, Manjimup and Augusta Margaret River, with people urged to take action now. A severe storm warning is in place. Keep up to date on Emergency WA. Harrowing research reveals the southwest and Great Southern are tracking towards another forest collapse. The Environment Minister voicing his concerns over the current state of our forests following record summer temperatures and little rainfall. Rhys Whitby says the government's doing all they can to protect our forests.
This is climate change. This is what it looks like. We know that they're going to have winters where rainfall is very low. Our native flora is built to withstand some pretty tough conditions, but even at the moment, it's struggling. I am concerned that this is happening, and it's evidence why we need to act on climate change.
Beachgoers will soon be able to feel safer when taking to the ocean. The state government splashing more than $17 million towards shark hazard mitigation across WA. Fisheries Minister Don Punch says majority of the funds will go towards ramping up helicopter patrols.
Particularly on those very popular swimming beaches that around the metro area, right down into the southwest corner. So we run a whole range of programs with Surf Life Saving WA that include beach patrols and helicopter patrols.
There's just one day left to submit feedback on the proposed offshore wind farm zone bound for the southwest coast. The deadline for submissions must be lodged online before midnight tomorrow night. If the federal government project gets the green light, a final area would be declared later this year. In sport, a Margaret River surfer has secured his spot in round 16 of the WSL Challenger Series in Queensland. Jacob Wilcox through to the next round after taking out the second spot in his heat earlier this week, finishing with 14.16. The Gold Coast Pro call currently on hold today after being called off yesterday.